Happy New Year.
And welcome back.
Yeah. You know, I just want to kind of address something, Spencer, if it's okay.
Yeah.
We've sort of been edging our audience for like 4 months.
Yeah. And the reason being is that we actually stopped being friends for 4 months.
For 4 months, we were not on speaking terms because, well, you explain it, Spencer.
That's okay.
Yeah. We'd be in math class. And I'd say, oh, seems like Spencer really didn't do his homework. And the teacher, not the professor, the teacher would say, is that true, Spencer? And he wouldn't be able to deny it because he didn't even bring a backpack.
Yeah, she kept targeting me in popcorn reading. It was really fun.
And then at the spelling bee, oh, that fucking sucked. I pushed him off stage.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't spell... dexterity, right? That was your losing word.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. We hope that your the close of your year was good.
Yeah.
A good touchdown.
We did not have a lot of free time.
We didn't. You know, sometimes you want to record an episode and then you're assigned a 15-page paper on the House Un-American Committee, and you just got to do the paper.
I don't know what that means. My homework is fake and doesn't exist. But you sounded really busy.
I was busy, and listen, it was awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Everything worked out in the end. And it was just super cool.
But now we're on break. We've been home for a little bit. And we want to turn over a new leaf.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The date is January 1st, 2022.
Yep.
We would like to read our resolutions for this year.
This is a year of boundless opportunity. There's never been a year like this year. It's unprecedented.
This year has never happened before. Yeah. And we want to take advantage of that by sort of showcasing our new identities.
Yeah.
Through the nexus of our resolutions.
I want to learn some bigger words.
Okay, like dexterity.
Expand my vocabulary.
Ooh.
Huh?
I think hold on. I'm just getting, you used that correctly. Merriam-Webster says he used vocabulary correctly in a sentence. Huge. Well, you know, that's a great resolution, Spencer, and I just want to thank you for trusting me with it.
Yeah.
I would like to play Carnegie Hall.
On what, like what instrument, like doing comedy, what?
I'm not entirely sure. I've just heard people say that, and they're always so happy when they say it.
Yeah.
And I want to know that joy. And so I want to play Carnegie Hall.
Well, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall?
No.
It's like a left on Main or something.
Okay.
I want to, this is kind of important to me. I want to beat my addiction.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what is it?
I'm addicted to crack.
Oh no.
Butt crack.
Oh no.
So hopefully with the help of my friends and family, I can get out of this hole.
Well, you can come to my AA meeting, Assholes Anonymous. if you're interested, we meet in the library. in the
I'm
basement.
very interested.
Yeah, no, you can come. We also we do Zoom recordings of it. You can go via Zoom.
Beautiful.
I got over that addiction a few years ago. My next one is watch the 2011 dramedy "The Beaver," starring Mel Gibson, who I haven't Googled in 10 years, and Jodie Foster, who I have Googled in the last 10 years. I heard it's just okay, and I'd like to see for myself.
It's got like a 62 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's like a solid, for those who don't know, it's about a guy who I think owns a toy company and he's ready to end it all. And then a toy beaver sort of, I don't
Saves
know,
his life.
saves his life, talks
Almost
him out of ending it.
kind of like It's a Wonderful Life.
But yes.
Pretty much, I mean, you replace Clarence with a beaver and Jimmy Stewart with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I just can't wait to see it.
I want to exercise more. Sorry, I meant extra fries.
Good
Then also, I want to reconnect to my masculinity.
Oh. Well, how do you intend to do that?
Hunting. I want to be on perhaps the prowl, maybe find a chase, or really dig into my animalism.
I think that's really commendable.
Thank you.
Think that's really huge. I guess alternatively, I want to shed my title of town whore.
You were
So
such a good town whore, though.
I was a pretty good town whore, but for people who don't know, we haven't done the podcast in 4 months, and in the last 4 months I was caught jumping the milkman's bones. And his wife was really cross with me and purchased three billboards to sort of call me out for cheating on, for having an affair. And it's just really upsetting, and I don't think it's reflective of who I am, so I want to shed my title of town whore.
I mean, do you think you're going to find a replacement, or do we just have to have a vacuum where
Well,
once
I
there was a
want to
town
set
whore?
someone up. I want to set
Okay.
someone up, for failure. And I think that we just need to sort of hold an audition.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of casting videos of that kind of thing online.
I found a few websites. For some reason, I have to type my age in,
Yeah, it's
but
weird.
yeah, but we'll look.
A town whore should be 18.
Yeah, she should be,
Yeah,
right? Well, actually, I don't want to gender the term.
correct. Yeah, good point. Good
Anyone can
point.
be a town whore.
That's a great, yeah. This is the year, 2022 is the year of the town whore. Yeah. I want to listen to at least one new song a day. That's by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, cool.
I just really like them and I want to hear more of their music.
Great, great. I just want to sort of brace you for something.
Yeah.
You're going to notice that the songs are going to run out. And you're going to say, well, surely they're going to have a new album together in the new year.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Well, does Garfunkel have? Because he's my favorite. And so I just want, does he go on to do solo stuff?
He does go on to do a few solo things, sort of in the same way that Joni Mitchell's voice dropped 9 octaves after she chain smoked. You'll notice the same with Art Garfunkel.
Perfect.
Yeah, so something to look forward to. I would like to play in the NBA.
Oh, nice. As like one of the I was watching a game and the halftime performance was a bunch of like little men doing flips into the hoop,
That's
like
what I'm
one of
talking
those.
about.
Yeah, okay.
I
They
think I
might have
could
been
do that.
normal sized, but compared to the players.
You were squinting your eyes, so
Yeah.
I think that's why they were a little teeny.
Right.
Any others?
No, I'm out.
Well, I have one more. I would like to break the world record for longest zip line trip to church. So I talked with the Vatican, and they think this would be a great rebrand. And they want to rebrand the Vatican as a extreme sports park. And I'm going to kick off that initiative with my trip to church on a zip line.
I have some ideas if you'd like to hear them.
Please.
The holy water slide.
The holy water slide.
You could have for snacks, you could have like Eucharist sandwiches.
Eucharist sandwiches,
That's the
which
cracker
are,
you eat, right?
yeah, no, that is a cracker. And those are sliders when you put a little burger
Yeah.
on your Eucharist.
You could have Oh. You could what's it? Something about a mountain, something with Splash Mountain, 'cause isn't that where Moses found those two slabs or
Yeah.
whatever, the commandments?
Yeah. Well, there is a whitewater rafting thing that we're sort of in, that's in the works, and at the end you get baptized.
There's a petting zoo for the priests.
Yes. Well, yeah, there is a petting zoo for the priests.
The priests do the petting.
They do, yes.
Yeah.
Well, in the same way you can get groomed there. Sophia, reminder to take this out. Oh, sure. Okay, you know what? We can't we can leave that in because we're calling them out on what they've been doing.
It's what they've done.
It's what they've done. And
Yeah.
they're, oh God.
Not doing so hot these days.
The Catholic Church is not what it used to be 10 years ago,
No.
right?
Yeah, man, I miss the 90s Catholic Church.
The 90s Catholic Church. So freaking rad, and there's no movies about it.
The priests in today's church would never have made it in the 90s.
I know. Which is why required movie watching, the film Doubt.
Oh my God, the film Doubt is so good.
On Thanksgiving or the night Thanksgiving Eve, my dear friend Spencer and I sort of spoke to each other for the first time in a while,
Yeah.
and we hosted an uplifting movie night and watched the film Doubt
I mean, just captivating performances and just
by
really.
everyone: Philip Seymour Hoffman,
Yeah.
Viola Davis,
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, Meryl Streep.
Oh my
I know you
God.
think that we're making it up.
It's
Everyone's
not.
in this movie
It's like the Don't Look Up of the 90s.
of the Catholic Church.
And look, as I was extending this olive branch, I was like, okay, it should be like a humorous evening, and we did turn it on as a joke, but we were so ensconced,
Oh, you're
by the performances and the story that we've just left it on
Yeah,
for the
it was
full 2 hour
great.
runtime. It's
We
really
actually
good.
we watched it 2 times in a row
Yeah.
on a loop.
Well, do you have any mini cancels?
Miniature cancels. I only have one.
Okay.
Whiteout.
The what happens in movies or like the
No.
thing you put on paper?
The thing you put on paper.
Okay.
So Whiteout was made to sort of give the facade that you didn't mark the paper
Right.
where anyway. But there's a fucking white clean strip over the paper. Yeah, I can tell it was blocked. What the fuck is that?
You're not even mentioning the paint one where it's like a little stain,
Yes.
a little white stain on your otherwise flawless paper.
I know. Like, it's so noticeable, and I just don't think it's worth the money.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
I have three.
Please hit me with them.
I'm going to start with the college admission process.
Oh, yes.
I want to start by saying that I think what Lauren Boebert did was, wait, is Lauren Boebert who I think, is she
You know,
the college admissions lady?
no, so Lauren Boebert is the congresswoman from, correct me if I'm wrong, Colorado, whose big thing was carrying her Glock around. You're talking about Lori Loughlin of Full House fame, but we'll leave this in.
I am talking what Lori Loughlin did. I'm glad you stopped me.
I hate it with Lori. Yeah, no, keep going.
What? Sorry, I got.
Oh, the crack, the doesn't ass happen. Crack.
What Lori Loughlin did was awesome. You freaking should be cool. Able to lie. Because the way that people do it is so desperate and clingy. Oh, I'm a hard worker. Oh, I always strive to meet new challenges. No, you don't. You're lying in the dorkiest way possible for some, you know, Harvard asshole to be like, ooh, do, 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 do. Lauren, not Lauren Boebert, Lori Loughlin, such a badass feminist queen who was like, yeah, my son, Rose, he's the
not,
best rower.
Not Southern, but keep going. And it was a daughter.
What have you. He's the best rower in the state. You know, that's badass that you can lie. That's my first one.
My favorite player in the Operation Varsity Blues debacle was Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm kidding.
There's a lot of names to keep track of.
It's a lot of white women.
Yeah.
That are bad in different ways, and we need a catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. A calendar of canceled white women.
That, yeah, write that down.
Hold on. I'm gonna make that this year. Who would purchase?
Let us know in the comments below.
In the comments below, pause this right now and DM me if you would purchase a canceled white lady calendar.
Next is Charlie. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Charlie. Oh, type it. Charlie.
Let me see.
Huh.
Can you? Oh, wait.
I fear that this is Charlie XCX, but.
Oh, yeah, so that is what it is.
Goodness gracious. Yes. No, phonetically, that was correct.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, keep it going.
I'm working on my words this year.
Yeah.
And then, lastly, the movie Vivo, which is about a... Have you heard of... You heard about this?
No.
You heard about this? The movie Vivo? You heard about this? It's a Lin-Manuel Miranda vehicle, and longtime listeners know that I cannot stand that guy.
Yes.
But this movie in particular, it's a buddy comedy. It's animated about a young girl who finds a talking monkey, and she has to... I didn't watch it. I watched 5 minutes of it while my mom was watching it.
Okay.
And I think I have this right. They have to complete this special song and or get Vivo back. Vivo's the name of the monkey. Get Vivo back to his other monkeys. And the monkey raps and it sings and it sucks.
Oh.
And there's like a team of Girl Scouts chasing them. It's just terrible. And I think we've had enough of animated animal movies where they have to get back to somewhere or do something. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Can I pitch an animated animal movie to you though? And you can tell me if this is allowed.
Sure.
I'm going to type it.
Okay. And I'll read it so that I can be thrown under the bus. Sing 3. Koala Cops.
I was thinking for the third
synopsis.
One. I was thinking for the third one, they would take a different approach, kind of a grittier vibe.
Oh, okay.
And Matthew McConaughey still plays the koala.
Oh, good.
It's like a vaccine analogy, you know?
Okay. Oh, the koala doesn't want to be vaccinated and is comparing it to historical tragedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, what's next? You going to make a list of all of us who don't get vaccinated?
I want to say something.
Yeah.
I am not of the Jewish faith. So the fact that you made me say that, I just need to acknowledge I didn't say that on my own. This was your direction.
I'm of Jewish blood.
Okay.
Which for a lot of people is enough.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do your big cancel now or after our pee break?
Should we take a little pee break?
Well, do you want to do your big cancel now or after the pee break?
Oh, I forgot how this works. You know what? There's gonna be no editing in this episode, so you're gonna watch me work through this.
It's
I
a.
just have a series of tiny cancels
Oh, okay.
that I can
Maybe it'd
do
be better
rapid
to do
fire.
that
Want me to do
first.
it right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Would love to. I'd like to cancel Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida,
Okay, thank
who
you.
has, who is just he doesn't give a shit about Omicron at all. And he hasn't cared for his constituents since he was elected. And I feel really bad for everyone living in Florida. You're in my prayers. I don't pray, but you're in them.
Do the constituents care about Omicron?
That's the thing, they also don't.
So then, really, he is kind of representative of his constituents.
I guess, but I wish that they were taking it more seriously because
Yeah, me too.
I don't want them to get hurt. Number two, Betty White fucking
Oh
dying.
my God. Yeah.
I really wanted her to get to 100. I think she would have had some cake and made a few more jokes,
Yeah.
but 99 is a pretty great life, and she was a very funny woman. My favorite is MacGruber.
Great, great. Was she ever in the show or the movie?
She wasn't in the movie, I don't think, but the sketch where she's like, MacGruber used to paint with poop in his crib. We called him
Great,
Picasso.
great line for her.
So good. Oh God, what did I write? I don't even know what this. Let's try to decipher what this was intended. Video of the year? Oh
Oh,
yes, people who do year-end videos.
yes. Because it makes it seem like it was good for them.
Yeah. Mine was satirical, which is what makes it okay, and it garnered a lot of acclaim. But I'm kidding. I think it had 37 likes, and a few people who know me well and care about me commented. But wink. And Well, for me, I noticed people who just didn't take the pandemic seriously at
Yeah.
all.
I am back home now and I'm seeing all a lot of people from my high school who are like snowed in, haha, and it's like a picture of them and six friends.
Yeah.
I'm snowed in and I can't leave.
And you're only at home with three friends, your brother and your parents.
I walked to buy gum from a drugstore, and that was the highlight of my day.
Sure, you bought gum.
Yeah.
Anyway, people who don't use deodorant. You
Yeah.
know, I've heard people make an argument, oh, it's so bad for you, it causes some disease. I'd rather have that disease than smell like ass.
Yeah.
The fact that blimps aren't really a thing anymore. Listen, it would be so cool to ride in a blimp.
Yeah.
And the Hindenburg really ruined it for us.
But great MythBusters episode from the
Really good
Hindenburg.
MythBusters episode. We
Yep.
don't condone those guys' behavior.
No.
They're kind of trouble. But yeah, no, I think we need to revive that. New Year's confessional texts.
Yeah.
I think nothing good can come out of those. And which is why, well, also I don't know how to write, but I think that when you send them, it's kind of in the throes of passion and nothing can come from that.
Well, I have to ask, did you receive any this year?
I did not receive any. I sent one to
To Dakota.
Dakota Johnson and she didn't reply.
That's unfortunate.
So maybe next year, hot tubs, people soup,
Yep.
hate hot tubs.
Yeah.
And then here's my big, this is kind of my big cancel.
Okay.
So for people who have never asked me a question in my life, I am a screenwriter. That's what I'm studying. And I'm noticing that my peers are always trying to write the next Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
They're always trying to write the next Lady Bird. And that Sure, that's really commendable. We need those movies, but we also need movies like Step Brothers. We need stupid movies. And I hate that like a movie can't be bad anymore and enjoyable. It can only be bad. Like I recently watched Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar.
I also saw Barb and Star go to Vista Del
And
Mar.
you know what? We need movies that people can watch high together.
Yeah.
That's a high movie. And also a movie that I'm shocked I didn't write.
Yeah, it had a lot of your fingerprints on it.
Had a lot of my buzzwords in it.
I think you're also missing that sometimes screenwriters are not funny.
Okay.
Like the people trying to write, lights up on a prostitute's dead, naked body. The light glances off her breath. They're not funny, and they can't do both.
Oh, I know. I just mean, I think there are a lot of funny people that think they have to pave the way, they're pave their career with like serious stuff. And
Gotcha.
you shouldn't strive. If you're making a funny movie, it should be stupid. I'm a firm believer in the value of a stupid, funny movie.
What New Yorker fuck was like, yeah, everything funny has to have a point now.
It shouldn't have a point. Sometimes it's just a bunch of guys playing drums in their room.
Yeah.
Where's my drumstick? I've only seen Step Brothers.
I'm trying to, the campaign. Do you remember the
The
campaign? That
campaign.
movie was so stupid.
That
Will
movie's so.
Ferrell punches a baby, if I recall.
What is it? Blades of Glory? Same
Oh,
Will Ferrell.
yeah.
That doesn't have a point.
No.
It's just, I think it's an ongoing incest joke about Amy Poehler and her former husband, Will Arnett.
Yeah.
I think that we need to revive stupid movies. Like the, okay, here's my final example.
Okay.
A few years ago, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly tried to do a satire of like, what was it?
Sherlock
Sherlock
Holmes,
Holmes.
yeah.
It was unwatchable, but there were like four or five really good jokes in it. And yes, the joke that stood out to me was club him like a baby seal.
Oh.
But you have to see the movie. It really works in the scene. But I think we need to, amplify the voices of those comedy writers that work on those shitty movies.
I
All right, I'm
agree.
done.
All right. Well, let's go to our pee break. Sponsored by Piss Incorporated.
Okay, I know what
That's
you're
clean.
thinking. Piss Incorporated is a urine company. You are absolutely wrong. We're going to say what the letters are by going back and forth. We're
Okay.
going to unpack this acronym.
You go first, because otherwise it's going to start with penis.
Okay. And we said it wasn't about piss.
Yeah.
Pesticide.
Entering. Wait, fuck.
Oh, that's not how. Okay, guys. Bear with Spencer. He's trying to get better with words. Come on, bud. It's I.
In international.
Pesticide International. Steroid. Center.
Center. Yeah.
Center. Center is spelled with an S.
There you go.
And so it's trying to eradicate bug communities by making them really muscular.
Right. And we'll see
And
you
that's that.
in 30 seconds.
Yeah, go. I hope you pee in 30 seconds. See ya.
Welcome back.
Back.
Sorry
Welcome back.
about that first half.
I actually thought it was the best I've ever done.
Here comes more of the same.
Okay.
My big cancel is Pastor Cal from Married at First Sight.
Oh, I've never watched. Please brief me.
Great. Okay. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a great show where these poor souls who have been so twisted by the throes of love have pretty much decided to be arranged married on TV in front of the nation. And it's awesome. The way that they figure it out, there's three experts, Dr. Viviana, I'm not making this up, Dr. Pepper, and Pastor Cal. And they each have like a different specialty. Like Dr. Viviana is like very good at like sex, therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck Dr. Pepper does. She's like an old lady. And then Pastor Cal is like a marriage counselor. And they get 10 people, and these experts match them up. And the show follows them for 8 weeks, and then they have to decide whether or not to stay married. They have like a. Actually, let me look up if someone's done the math on this.
Yeah. Oh, do they have like a success rate?
That's what I'm thinking
Yeah,
right
let
now.
me know what that is. Here's what I didn't know about that show. My grandma loves this show. And I didn't know that they consult with like professionals.
Yeah, they consult
Okay.
with professionals throughout the. So the show has a success rate of about 30%.
Too high.
Really? I think that's pretty low.
That's not what I expected.
Because this season, the one that I watched, they were batting 60%. Wait, no. Yeah, 3 out of 5, that's 60.
Yeah, that's 60.
Yeah. And then I found out that one of the couples got divorced after filming, but 60% at the time. Not bad.
Not bad.
So the two Dr. Pepper, Dr. Viviana, they are pretty constructive throughout the process. They're like they do try to help them with like intimacy because it's they're like a stranger. And they try to like counsel them through this. Pastor Cal's whole job is to just come in and wreck their shit. It's so great. And the reason that I'm canceling him is because I want to be him. He will show up. The show pays for them to live in an apartment together, which
Okay.
is insane. And so Pastor Cal will just show up, figure out whatever problem you have going on, and then press that button for 30 minutes. It's amazing.
My gosh.
And this
I
season
need.
was. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just gonna say, I want to know what this gentleman looks like,
I'll
'cause I
pull up a
have
picture.
a visual in my head. Pastor Cal.
He's got a pretty sweet goatee.
Oh my God.
He rocks. And this season especially was COVID. And so the couples were locked up together for an additional like 8 weeks. So for 4 months, you're living with a stranger. And one of the women, like, oh my God, like threatened to out her husband, even though he's not gay. And this other guy kept trying to tell his wife, not anymore, how to like spend her money. It was crazy. And Pastor Cal was like, Brett, why do you feel qualified to tell Olivia how to spend her money? And he goes, well, she's wasting it. She's spending it on like entertainment and leisure when she should be. And Pastor Cal's like, tell me more.
Oh
Yes.
my God.
Oh my God, dude. And then like maybe this is a normal therapist thing, but he's like, don't tell me, talk to your wife, which is brutal.
Well, is he a therapist or is he a pastor or
He's
both?
a marriage counselor. I don't know if he's certified from anything or gets certified by God. But it seems pretty easy to do what he does.
You should be him.
I should.
I do have a question. So she was gonna out her husband who isn't gay, just like a sabotage?
I guess he wasn't attracted to her the whole time. They like never held hands or hugged or anything. And so she was like, there's only one explanation for this. But the reason he wasn't attracted to her was because she was just like cussing out production and just being very rude all the time.
And also, they just met.
It's a crazy idea to me. They
My
do
God.
send you to Mexico for like a weekend, which
It
can be
seems
very
like there are a lot
punishing.
of perks to
There,
being on
yeah.
this show.
One of the dudes is like a excuse me, like a playwright. Dude
Okay.
has like 100,000 Instagram followers now. His plays are popping off, you know? Like, yeah,
Okay.
he did get divorced from his wife, but he's got a lot of clout these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
That's all
right.
I have on Pastor Cal.
I think that's your New Year's resolution. I think you have to replace him.
New job, career path.
New career path.
Yeah.
Gonna apply to that on Handshake.
Look out, Cal.
Look out, Cal. Well, it seems that our episode has come to a close.
It sure would.
It sure would. Everything does have an end. But I would like to read a few quotes by a person that I can't remember if we canceled already. I guess that's your first hint. As you know, for people who are starting with this episode, we play a game on our show where we read quotes from canceled people, and usually if we have a guest, they would guess it, but we've cut off all of our friends, so no one wants to be on, but yeah, so Spencer's going to be tasked with guessing who this is based off of the quotes.
And then I have one for Sophia as well.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Your first quote is, God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that.
The baby.
No.
Can I, is this a man?
It is a man.
Okay. Can I get the next one?
You can pour melted ice cream on regular ice cream. It's
Louis CK?
like a sauce.
Talked a lot about food. Is it like an entertainer?
He's in the entertainment industry.
Ryan Williams.
No.
Okay. How many
Would you
quotes
like
do you
your
have?
next quote?
Yeah.
I've done all kinds of cool things as an actor. I've jumped out of helicopters and done some daring stunts and played baseball in a professional stadium, but none of it means anything compared to being somebody's daddy.
Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh
Moneyball.
I love, yeah, Moneyball.
Yeah.
I thought that that quote was kind of incredible.
Yeah, that's nothing compares to being a daddy. We did not pick the same person.
Oh, okay, good. I was worried about that.
Okay, you ready? This entry from my book aged like a bottle of corked Lieber Fraumlich.
Oh, shit, 'cause I know. Okay. Who?
No.
'Cause I read an article where that was a quote, but I'm trying to remember who it was about.
Do you want the quote from the book? The book is not by the person. I
Can
think
I
it's a
ask a
character.
question real quick?
Yeah.
Is it a woman?
No.
Oh, then I. Okay.
Do you want the quote from the book or do you want the next quote from the person?
I like the quote from the book.
Cancel culture is not about whether obvious racists should be given platforms. It's about potentially seeing your life and career turned upside down for expressing opinions that the woke brigade don't like.
See, the reason I thought that this was Dakota Johnson was because she was recently asked about Armie Hammer and she said something kind of similar,
Oh, nope, not
which
Armie
was
Hammer.
troublesome for me. But okay, I love the next quote.
Okay. Now I've again explained these picks. Anyone who sends me them going forward to make some fatuous, nonsensical gotcha point is getting blocked. You've been warned. So no tearful. I was drunk. Please forgive me. Please for mercy if you ignore this directive. Now, if you're stumped, I can give you what the pictures are of.
Okay, so it's a man.
Yes.
It's a man. Now, I don't recall the person I'm thinking of writing a book
Okay.
because they're very young. So I'm ruling out Ansel Elgort.
It is not Ansel Elgort.
Okay, because I know, all right, because
Do you want to know
famously
what the
apparently.
pictures are of?
I would.
It is pictures of this person with Harvey Weinstein, Prince Andrew, Helene, etc.
Okay. So is it no, but I don't know if this person wrote a book. Is it a former president?
No.
Because I know, but I feel like Bill wrote his book before cancel culture really.
Yeah.
So,
Th this
okay.
next quote might illuminate you as to where they are from.
Yes, please.
Weasley by name and nature. These Potter stars are a bunch of ungrateful little twerps, more interested in pathetic virtue signaling than supporting the right of the woman who made them all rich and famous.
Okay, so I had no idea that this person has photos with Jeffrey Epstein, if it's who I'm thinking of.
Who do you think it is?
The Harry Potter reunion's coming,
It is.
and I would assume, is it someone in the cast?
No.
Oh, Weasley threw me off. Any other quotes?
Yeah, I'm just on his Twitter right now.
Oh, can I guess now?
Yeah.
Is it Elon Musk?
It is not.
Oh my God, who is this? Who is with Jeffrey?
I'll give you a better I'll help you out more when I find another tweet that's good.
Okay.
It appears that questioning Megan's fork-tongued truth is now a racist hate crime.
Okay, so I think that this person, you know what? Is it Piers
It
Morgan?
is Piers Morgan.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Because I was thinking, I remember seeing that he was pro-vaccine and I was shocked.
Yeah, me too.
You wouldn't expect that.
You would not.
Well, this has been our best episode ever.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a guest next time.
Maybe
Who
we will. Well,
knows?
we're gonna have. We have people lined up. Zan, our friend Zan, is gonna
Right?
be on as soon as we probably get back to school with them. And yeah, so something to look forward to. Maybe an episode in the new year.
All right. I've been Spencer Klein.
And I've been Sophia Steele. Happy New Year.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. I can't believe he was on the plane with Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Huh.
They cancel. When
something's real
bad, and
bad.
it's gotta go away.
Gotta go away.
I know it's gonna get lampooned
at the cabaret.
They cancel. But we don't wanna hear what Spencer and Sophia have to say.
Hey.
You know I never have to look too far, cause they're at the cabaret. They cancel. Taking up the fight against the racists and the sexists, and also things that slightly annoy them.